Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 8th, 2017. Today is Saturday in the fifth week of Lent. I'd like to read the first two verses of Psalm 42. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? I, 99% of the time, love the translation of the Psalms found in the Book of Common Prayer. I believe that translation in our prayer book strikes a great balance between poetry and clarity, between preserving the intent of the original text, but making the parallelism of the Psalms plain. I like having punctuation marks, particularly knowing when God is speaking and when the psalmist is speaking, at least according to our translation. I like having question marks so that if something is a question, I can inflect it that way. And mostly, I agree with the translations. And today, while I don't disagree with the translation, it lacks a certain urgency. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. When I first learned this psalm, I learned it in the King James Version, and the word that the prayer book translates long, the King James Version translates pant. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. It's a picturesque image, isn't it? The deer in a deserted and arid environment with very few succulent leaves from which to derive any moisture, desperately looking for a stream. Instinctively knowing that if the stream is not found, death will not be far away. Panting in the heat, panting in exhaustion, panting in need, panting in desire. Where is the water? The psalmist says, just like that deer is panting after a drop of water, I am panting after you, God. Well, that's somewhat dramatic for those of us who live in the 21st century. And most of us in our culture here in the U.S., don't know what it means to get so desperate for water we feel like a deer or our pet dog panting. Most of us don't know what it is to be thirsty. Dehydrated, yes. Not having enough fluid, yes. But to be thirsty to the point of feeling as though our survival is threatened, that's not mostly where we live in this culture. After all, water is as close as the nearest faucet. Certainly there are other human cultures where water is a much more precious commodity, where people travel by foot for miles to collect a few gallons for their family's use. But for those of us in the culture where I live, that notion of being so desperate for water, like the deer in the desert, well, that's sort of lost on us. And I wonder if, because that's lost on us, if the metaphor of being thirsty for God is lost on us as well. After all, when you're well-fed, well-sated, well-clothed, well-sheltered, well secured, how is it possible to thirst for something when you don't feel you need anything? With all of the blessings or privileges, however you want to name them, of being in our culture, how do we learn to thirst for God? Indeed, And that's been part of the reason for Christian practices of fasting and prayer for millennia. Fasting to help increase in us a sense of urgency, to maybe get a little taste of how precarious our life is and not take our food and drink for granted. Prayer. Prayer as a way of disciplining ourselves to seek after God. And of course, the mystics through the centuries have reported that it is in the seeking after God that we come to more fully understand our need for God. We are about to approach the holiest week of the Christian year. And we will tell again the story of Jesus' last week from his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to his death on Good Friday to the miracle that is Easter just beyond. And on Good Friday, we will hear Jesus say from the cross, "I am thirsty." And in other gospel versions of the crucifixion, we hear Jesus cry, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Physical thirst is intertwined with this sense of emptiness. Where's God in this moment? We have much going on in our world as we enter this Holy Week. It seems, if you watch the news, that we as a world are just on the brink, ever on the brink, of complete and total breakdown of civilization. And while I know that part of it is that news organizations make their living by helping feed the anxiety that we're on the brink of destruction, I also know that there are people today dealing with all sorts of tragedy and circumstances that are almost unbearable. And so then that returns me again to the words of the psalmist. Am I thirsty for God? Do I feel like my very life is dependent upon God? Or is God a passing thought? Is God what I think about when I run out of other things to think about? Or do I live my life as a practical atheist, going about my business, doing my work, engaging in my relationships with hardly a thought of God? I don't have any answers to those questions. Those are simply things that I've been thinking about as I've been meditating on that thirsty deer in the desert. I don't know if I can adequately pray for God to quench my thirst. Maybe I need to pray that God would increase in me the thirst for God's presence. Maybe a little panting after God is a good way to begin this journey into Holy Week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts to direct and rule us according to your will, to comfort us in all our afflictions, to defend us from all error, and to lead us into all truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.